Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcasts every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amira Ryans. What's up, y'all?
Hey, listen, everybody. It's good to be here. Amira, as always, it's a pleasure to share the mic and the show with you. Looking forward to tonight's show. Amira, I got to say this. So I'm picking my son up from aftercare, and I was talking to one of the staff, and she wants to go into – matter of fact, she's in high school now, getting ready to go to college, and she wants to go into media, film production and media. So we're talking about the fact that I have a show, and she said, Mike, let me hear you give the intro. So I give the intro, and then I say, the Candy Girl of Comedy! She started laughing, man. So, Amira, your name is being broadcast far and wide. It's good to have you on the show tonight, as always. Looking forward to the show tonight. Let me just take a minute and say good evening to those who are listening live. Maybe you clicked on the link that I posted on Facebook. Maybe you know the call-in number. If you don't, let me give it to you. It's 646-716-7031. That's 646-7031. I want to welcome our persons who are listening live, as well as those who are listening via archive. We are at about 22,000 listens of our show and climbing, and so we are going to continue giving you the best in relationship radio. Tonight's topic is how to handle the break. Maybe you are in the midst of a relationship and you've decided that it's time to take a break. Maybe you have decided to take a break temporarily from relationships altogether. Whatever of those categories that you are in, this show tonight is for you. As always, we keep it real, we keep it relevant, and we keep it raw. However, before we do that, I just want to take a moment to commemorate the lives of Eric Garner, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, that 12-year-old boy who was killed by police, thinking back to years ago, Sean Bell, and the perhaps nameless and faceless other young African-American men and older African-American men who have been killed by police. You say, well, Mike, you know, what does this have to do with relationships? Well, as Amir and I were talking off the air, it is about the relationship between police and men of African descent, and it's also about the relationship that we have with each other. I want to talk about another relationship before we take a moment of silence. I'm going to talk about the relationship with my father. My father and I don't have the best relationship, and I always want to be able to keep it real and transparent here. However, my father was one, and I have to recognize this, Amir, who placed in me the seed of a social consciousness that no matter how successful I may become, whatever I may do, to always have a sense of justice and what it means to fight for justice. And I think I would not be a good host if I did not take a moment to recognize and celebrate those who have protested, those who are waging a die-in all over this country. I heard Buster Simmons on CNN talking about those like Miley Cyrus, who has 25 million, I believe it is, Twitter followers, Instagram followers.
Was he deep tonight? I can't wait. He had such a good point. It ain't even begun.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I heard him tonight, and he said, I just wanted to jump in and say, like he said, it hasn't even begun. But go ahead, what you was finished saying.
Well, Amir, I was going to say, listen, I appreciate you jumping in. You know, we both do this show. He said there are those who have not even begun. I mean, this is a movement, and Amir, I think Eric Garner, and I'm going to call it a murder because the medical examiner labeled it a homicide. because here we see on videotape of the 30 or so seconds that we normally see in media, I understand Spike Lee said this last week on CNN also, that it was a 14-minute video. And here, clearly, Eric Garner is saying, I can't breathe. And that statement has reverberated throughout this nation and throughout the world. And even with athletes like LeBron James, there's another brother who I think was the 2011 most valuable player. I think his last name is Rose. I think it was Derrick Rose. And he wore a T-shirt, I can't breathe. And then the hands up symbolism with the St. Louis Rams and others, even athletes who even as one athlete commented, are not normally committed to these kind of causes. It has done something to not only the community of African descent, but multiple communities throughout the country. So before we get into the topic tonight, and Amira, feel free to add anything that's on your heart before we do this, I want to take a moment of silence. I want to commemorate the life and to celebrate the struggle that we are now waging to protest this level of police brutality. So, Mira, is there anything you want to add to the conversation before we take this moment of silence?
Yeah, definitely. My first thing is to anybody that you know can hear me, if you're complaining and you sick of it. You know, I had this up as my post the other day. Get up and do something.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm tired of marching too. I'm tired of hollering, singing the same. But what else can we do? But if we do it in millions, it's more of us civilians than it is police. It's more of us than the government. We the people, it's more of us. If we stood together like that thick, like it's going down, and keep it going and interrupt their money flow, not burn it down. No, 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 no. You got to stop their pockets, and then they'll pay attention to you. Because nobody don't like losing money, especially big white people that run corporate America on Wall Street. Okay, they don't like that when you interrupt their money flow, and that's when they have a conscience and listen to you. And like Russell said on Wednesday, everybody please be aware and go on your internet, because he's crying out for a whole bunch of people and for a whole bunch of us to do certain things. And I'm going to do it, and we got to stay diligent with it, because I'm sick of it. I've had it. And my heart goes out for all the mothers that have forced a child in these streets to violence. That
exactly.
is that forced a child slain to violence in the streets of America. And I got to say this, with the guns being so prevalent, why wouldn't the police, you know, feel so easily to buck off? I got to tell you, a couple years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, when they drugged that black man in Texas, and ain't nothing, Bird, I'll never forget his name, and they ain't really do nothing. It took them forever to prosecute. That kind of set a precedence in this country. Like, damn, it was free for all on niggas again, okay? No, it's not. Black lives matter, okay? And again, if we do it correctly and mess with their money, it can happen. And all I want to say is, yes, go. And thank God for the people who could get out there and march every day. I'm coming. I got to be there.
Yes.
I got to be there. And I'm going to let you have a moment of silence, and we're going to move on. But we as a people got to do better. We got to do better in order for them to do better. I got to use Los Angeles, and we're going to go. They stopped that killing, gang banging, and quieted down for a minute, and the police quieted down. Now you don't hear so much. I'm not saying it don't go on out there. Yes, it do, but not as prevalent like it used to in the 80s and 90s. You used to hear about that junk every night with the police and gang banging. It was just ridiculous. It's not so prevalent no more. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Amir, I really appreciate your comments. And you know, marching is a way to dramatize an issue. Ultimately, it's about changing the laws. It's about changing the structure of society. So whether we're talking about a special prosecutor, whether we're talking about police retraining, whether we're talking about body cameras, ultimately it's about changing the minds of the police who look at our young men as less than human, you see. So marching is a way to dramatize an issue. Ultimately, it's about effective and lasting change. So with that in mind, everyone, let's take a moment of silence to commemorate the lives of Eric Garner, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Sean Bell, and others whose names we have not yet heard of. Thank you, everybody. Let me just say one last thing before we go into our first song of the night. This Saturday in Washington, D.C., I'm sure it's activist organizations coming together for a march in D.C. Depending upon the itinerary, I am making plans to go down because it's the least I could do to sacrifice a day to be present with those who are similarly protesting injustice. And as the prophet Amos said, let justice flow down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Tonight's topic, everybody, we'll be right back, is how to handle the break. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, Mike Sieg, your co-host, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amira Ryan. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you, my dear.
Hey, Amira, Candy Girl of Comedy, what's good?
Listen, everybody, one of the most prolific artists of the past, I guess 40 years, Al Green. One of the reasons that I like this old school is, man, the people like him, like Patti LaBelle, others, I mean, the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Spinners. These people have had serious longevity. Smokey Robinson, 40 years, 50 years.
Wow.
Still doing it. Amir, can you imagine 50 years in the business? I mean, I was listening to BGO today, Sammy Davis Jr. Today's his birthday. He would have been 89 years old, right?
Wow.
And I mean, and he was a triple threat before we even coined the phrase. He could sing, dance,
act, and a comedian.
Act. Oh my! And he was a comedian too.
Yeah, he's a who? Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis
Jr. Yeah, he was a comedian. He was in all those comedic films with Dean Martin.
Exactly. I mean, so quadruple threat. So for me, I like hip hop. Go ahead. I mean, you gonna say something?
No, I was gonna say he did stand up comedy.
All of that, you know, these were people who entertained, who overcame racial barriers, et cetera, who understood that their role and their contribution was more than just to entertain, but also to uplift our race. So, to that end, let's get to the topic. How to handle the break. You're in a relationship. Maybe there's some problems. Maybe you embrace monogamy, yet you want to explore. I was in a relationship in which my former significant other, and we're still friends to this day, she approached me and said, Mike, listen, you know, I think it's possible to love more than one individual, right? So we bantered back and forth for about a year, and we were in an open relationship. Maybe you're in that situation. Maybe before you break up and move on, maybe say, you know what, maybe it's just best to step back. Maybe you're in a marriage, and before you seek divorce, you want to look at separation. Now, New Jersey, I understand that there's no such thing as legal separation, but there can be a physical and geographical separation. So maybe you're in that category. Or maybe, like me, and I'll talk about it in a few moments, you've decided temporarily to step back from relationships altogether. How do you handle that break? Let me just take a moment. I am currently not in a relationship, not by circumstance, but by choice. And I'm going to tell you why. It's all about being transparent, Real Relevant and Raw Family. I had to look at my life and ask myself, all right, these are some things that I accomplished. Well, why did I accomplish them? Had a list. But I also, everybody, and it was painful, but I had to take a look and say, Mike, these are some things as you have approached the end of 2014 that you have not accomplished. So I had to ask myself the question, Mike, in these things that you have not accomplished, why did you not accomplish them? This is what I conclude, that relationships for me had not, or should I say romantic? Let me just be clear. Romantic relationships, having a significant other, baby, boo, what have you, actually was detracting from or taking away from me accomplishing certain goals that I had set for myself. I had to acknowledge it. I had to admit that. And so I said to myself, you know what, Mike, beginning in 2014, for the foreseeable future, you need to stay away from any type of romantic relationship. So I'm in the midst of a break. I mean, I want you to jump in. And for those who are in either one of those categories, in your mind, how can they handle the break? What can they do to get the most out of the break?
I don't, in my own twist, I don't even know if it's a such thing as a break in this day and age. Is that
all right?
Like,
all right.
Is that really realistic? Like, if you're going to break up, like, what's the odds of you really getting back together? I don't, but nowadays, maybe a couple, like, maybe 15, 20 years ago, you could be like, oh, we're going to break up. We're not going steady anymore. And it's just too much availability right now, especially for dudes. If a female have a man and he want to take a break, that's you breaking up. Like, that's, I'm not saying y'all can't get back together, but it's going to be something broken there. She ain't going to trust you. The trust going to be broken. I know these things. So I don't know if that's real, because in my eyes, if a dude say that, oh yeah, ma, let's take a break. Me, I'm like, get the, you know what I mean? Get the F out of here. We good, and we over. It's a wrap. All
right.
I'm about to do me and do you, or I'm about to take a break. You know what I mean? Whatever the circumstances are, mm-hmm. I'm just saying that's, to me, in my eyes, in my heart, and I'm positive it's a whole bunch of women out there agree with me, that's it, we through.
All right, so now, let's just pause here for a second. So what you're saying, Amir, is that if your, theoretically, your significant other, or as you say, a lot of women who agree with you, their significant other says, I want to take a break.
Huh?
That in their mind, in your mind, that signals the end of the relationship. Yes?
Yeah, a breakup. What's a breakup when you grown? You're not a teenager like that. Don't even, I just don't agree with that. That's silly. To me, if a dude say that to me, yeah, we're going to take a break. Nah, that means you not feeling me. And you know what I mean? You not feeling me, the like that book, he just not into you.
Just not into you. There's a movie by that title. He just
A movie and a book. He just not that into you. And you might as well go ahead and face the fact that ain't nothing popping and it's over. Now, I ain't saying y'all ain't gonna get back together and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But no, if a dude, and if y'all do, I promise you, it's still always a thought in the back of your mind. Like, no, if you're going to always harp on it, which going to break y'all up for good anyway, you ain't going to be able to let that go. When constantly digging, looking through Pandora's box, constantly questioning, what'd you do when we was on the break? It's going to be like, it don't make no sense. I don't see that happening in this day and age.
All right. So I'm gonna throw it out to anybody listening right now. Male, female, young, older. I want you to call in 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. Do you agree that if a man approaches a woman to say, baby, I want to take a break from this relationship, that in her mind it signals that it is over? If you are a man and your lady comes to you and says, baby, I want to take a break, is that in your mind, do you interpret that as the relationship being over? 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Holler back at us. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. Tonight's topic is how to handle the break. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Everybody get up.
Tried to domesticate you, but you're in.
pass through. I give you something bigger enough to tell your ass too. Swag on them even when you're drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In a 100 years, not there would I pull a far side, let you pat me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I'm dead watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Bringing you the very best in relationship content. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host.
Amira Ryans, what's up? I'm here.
I'm here, y'all. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? So tonight's topic, everybody, is how to handle the break before our musical interlude. Amira took the position that basically it's not... And Mayor, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I heard you correct, that it's not realistic to think that people take a break, that oftentimes a break, quote-unquote, is really a code word for saying break up. Yes?
Yep, especially okay. Nowadays. Yep.
Especially nowadays. And and that if a man comes to a woman, says, baby, I want to take a break, in her mind that it is signifying the fact that he wants to break up.
Even a woman, even if the girl said it to the man or the woman said it to the man, yeah, the dude, right. Like, the guy would be like, you wouldn't be like, you wouldn't think so, Michael, if a chick came to you and said, after y'all been together, like, maybe 2 years, put some time on it. 2 years, she'd be like, let's take a break. You know what I mean? I want to find myself. And let me go wander the world for a year, and if it's meant to be, you know, we'll get back. What would you take that as?
All right, now, so Amira, I got a couple things that listening audience. Amira and I, we have a chemistry on air. We I think we co-host well together. At the same time, we're two different people, and there are times we disagree, and this is one of those moments when we're disagreeing, and that's okay because we're two different people. We have two different perspectives. It's interesting, Amira, because I was in a situation like that. I was actually in a situation like that. Now, I've got to edit story because if I tell too much, I may expose more of my ex-significant other, and we're still friends to this day, of the situation. I want to tell you enough to help you understand that I went through that. So after about a year and a half of a monogamous relationship, my significant other, their significant other said, Mike, listen, I want to date other people. Now, at the time, because I was going through some things on my job, and I also just wasn't ready to wrap my mind around that, I said, look, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I'm not ready to deal with that. So I guess it was maybe 6 or 9 months. We kind of put it on hold, and then she came back to me again and said, Mike, and I'm really at the point where I'd like to date other people. And I said, well, you know what? This is what I said to myself. If I love this person and I want to preserve the relationship, then I need to be, either I need to be willing to accept that or I need to move on. Well, I chose to accept that. So this is the point. Point number one, that for me was her coming to me saying, I want to have a break from a monogamous relationship. So, Mary, to answer your question, it happened to me. All right. And what happened after that was we really entered into an open relationship. She dated someone, I dated some people, and for a number of months, it worked. And I kind of end the story there to say it worked. I had to, Mary, listen, I'm a man, through and through. I had to actually process in my own head thousands of years of cultural conditioning because most men would never accept that. And she and I would even have some very, very candid conversation. I said, listen, you need to realize what you have because I don't know a man, and that's the time I didn't use the word man. I don't know a man who would ever accept this kind of a situation. But in light of the fact that I loved her and in light of the fact that, well, if she was going to date other people, that this is the male part now, I said, I can date other people. So I accepted it, and I will say this, for those who are listening live or via archive, we have a show, a couple of shows on open relationships. You can go to our show page. Let me just give our show page quickly, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. You can scroll down, and you can actually hear an entire show on open relationships. Point I'm trying to make is this situation in which my significant other came to me and essentially said, I want to take a break. And I will say this, and Amira, I never could imagine that this would happen, but the love we had for each other, don't even ask me how this is, because I thought about it, haven't really processed it, but I can say this, that the love we had and the bond we had even grew stronger in the midst of that open relationship. And although the romantic relationship did not remain, we are friends to this day. And we continue to talk to one another how in our relationship, even though we had our moments, we actually grew closer and we actually helped each other to grow personally and relationally. Finally, I'll say this. When we talk about our relationship together, we quote the famous, I don't know how famous they are, but I'll just say famous words of El Cantante with Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony. And this is a movie about Hector Lavoe, who was the founder of salsa music. And the wife, Piri, said that when she thought about their relationship, it was good, it was bad, it was beautiful. So for me, I've been in that situation. Was it painful at times? Yes. What did it force me to go beyond my comfort zone? Yes. But for me, as I look back, it was a successful application of this whole notion of the break. Samir, you want to jump in?
Just want to say, you said all that to say what I eventually or essentially said, that y'all ain't together. I said, when that happens, yeah, I even said that early. I said, y'all might get back together and fool around and whatnot. I said that.
But I said that early.
I said, but eventually, you're going to be broke up. And that just go to my point that y'all eventually broke. Nobody said y'all couldn't be friends. I'm friends with all people I broke up with.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it goes back to my original point. That y'all still broke up.
Well, I guess, and again, there's part of it, Amir, that I'm not sharing in order to maintain the confidence of my significant other. So I wouldn't make it that simplistic. Number one, I think you said it was unrealistic, and in my experience, it's not unrealistic. I think, and in terms of people I know and things that I've studied, people do take breaks from relationships. Okay, A. B, the fact of the matter is, and this is borrowing from something I said last week, sometimes you create the relationship you want after the fact. You understand what I'm saying? And there were several months in which the openness worked out and honestly worked out very well. So I don't think I'm supporting your point, though I hear your point. The fact is, for me, in my experience, it was very realistic because it happened to me. And it wasn't a breakup in the strictest sense of the word. It was a relationship that changed over time. See what I'm saying? And any relationship, I think, that's a good relationship, it's a romantic relationship, should have friendship as the basis. So although, quote, unquote, the romance stopped, the friendship not only remains, but it's even stronger. And we both have a love for each other. So I don't think I'm making a point, although I'm not trying to rebut your point. The fact is, for me, it is very realistic to take a break. And I'm going to deal with this toward the end of the show. There are four things I think we need to keep in mind when we have a break. So let me do this, everybody. Let me get a song, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy. As always, my co-host,
Mayor Ryan.
We'll be right back. Listening to Real Relevant and Raw. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. I thought you was going to say I was waiting for you to roll it off.
Hey, I try to switch it up every now and then, Amira. Tonight, the Candy Girl of Comedy, Amira Ryans, my co-host. Tonight's topic, everybody, is how to handle the break. And Amira, while Adorn was playing, I was thinking about your perspective that you shared earlier. And for me, this herein lays the validity of what you're saying. And this is a common theme in at least some of our shows. To your point, and I say this a lot in corporate America, to your point, if either a man comes to his girl or a woman comes to her man and says, baby, I want to take a break, and what you're really saying is I want to break up, then that's what you should really say.
It means I don't want to be committed, but we can still fool around here and there, and
right.
I'm a fool around here, you know, with somebody else, and I might still fool around with you. That's what it's saying to me. It's
right.
Crying out, I don't want to be committed to you, though. That's,
exactly. And
so
you know what?
I'm freaking up.
Exactly. And again, to your point, and to our listening audience live and via archive, if that's what you're really saying, then that's what you should say. I'll take a step back. And again, this is a relationship radio show. I've had probably 2 decades, and I'm not all of that old, don't get me wrong, but I've been in relationships, either marital or dating, since I was 14. You understand? I'm 50, that's 36 years, right? Yeah. A long time. Would I consider myself a relationship expert? Well, I don't know what a relationship expert is. I've had a lot of relationship experiences, and I do believe I have relationship insight. Likewise with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy, Mira Ryan. You know, so I have insight. And one of the things that I've seen in relationships, including my own, and in marriages, I think one of the things that hurts relationships, whether they're marital relationships, romantic relationships, or friendly relationships, is that we really don't say what we really mean. So, Amira, to your point, you want to break up, then say that. See what I'm saying? Don't use I want to take a break as a cover. Just say, you know what? I've had enough of this. I want to break up. Now, we can still have sex, but I don't want to be with you only. See, that's clear and that's honest. See what I'm saying? But when we engage in doublespeak, baby, I want to take a break. Dang, what you mean? I think if there was more honesty in relationships, which assumes a certain degree of maturity and a certain degree of courage, I think our relationships would be better. All right, let me get to the point. Let me get to my 4 points. Number one, and this whole notion of the break assumes if you're in a relationship, that you want to come to a place of decision in the midst of the break about the relationship. That's my assumption, that you're not saying you want to break because at the outset you want to break up, even though after the break you may decide, I want to break up. You understand what I'm saying? Also, if you've made a decision not to be in relationships, again, the assumption is that at some point in the near future, you will decide that you want to be in a relationship again. Now, for me, that's where I am. And I don't even know what that point in the future will be. I used to know when I thought about being single for a while. I don't know. All right. So that's my assumption. That said, 4 things. I'll deal with a couple. Yeah, of course. Feel free to jump in, comment, critique, what have you. And we'll go to a couple of songs, and we'll deal with the rest before the end of the show. Number one, this is very key. Know why you want to take the break. It's all whether, and listen, everybody, whether we're talking about dating relationships, friendship relationships, or marital relationships, clarity is so key. And Amira, I think either the last show or the show before that or both shows, you alluded to that. So many times, listening audience, we don't know what we want, or we don't know how to communicate what we want. So the first step is for you and I to be clear about what we want during the break. But my significant other came to me 1.5 years or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, and said, Mike, I essentially want to take a break from a monogamous relationship. As challenging as it was to me to wrap my mind around and my heart around, she was crystal clear about what she wanted, so then it enabled me to be crystal clear about what my alternatives were. I hope I'm being clear, listening audience. She was clear, so I could be clear. So the first point is be clear about why you're going into it. Relationships ebb and flow. People have feelings for each other, lose those feelings. People, quote unquote, fall in and out of love, all of that, right? People grow and change, and so it's only natural that a time can occur where you don't want to throw the whole relationship out, but you want to take a break. So it's clear at that moment, it's important at that moment to be clear why you are going into it. Amir, you want to jump into anything before I go on to my second point?
I agree. You should always be clear. Absolutely. No, not really. Go ahead.
All right. So first of all, be clear about why you're going into it. And secondly, we know that there's the difference between the ideal and the real. Know what you want to get out of it. What's the end goal? Is the end goal clarity about the marriage, classically known as separation? Is the end goal clarity about that person? Maybe you're out of the conference. Maybe you're out of the club. Maybe you're at a concert, a social function, a work function, and you met somebody else that caught your eye. You're like, you're not looking to cheat. You didn't think that this person would be attracted to you, but it wound up happening. So now you're in a dilemma. I've been with this person for 3 years, but I met this other person. Man, there's a chemistry. We click. We can communicate. We can converse. He understands me. She understands me. So dilemma, do I sneak and do something on the low, or do I approach my significant other, which could be very, very difficult. I will admit, difficult to hear truth, right? So you decide, you know what, before I make an ultimate decision about this relationship, let's take a break. And there needs to be clarity about what you want to get out of it. So in this situation, it was. And this hypothetical example, I want to decide, do I want to be with the person I've been with, or do I not want to be with the person I just met? In my situation, the outcome for my significant other, and I can say this for her to clarify. I'm trying to understand myself. Can I actually be with more than one person, or do I want to be monogamous? So there was that degree of clarity. Mary, you want to jump in before I go to my last song before this? We have about 10 minutes left. You want to jump in?
I agree. I mean, if you could accept that, I just don't think that's normal. I don't think it happens a lot. I mean, I agree that people have breakups, but I don't think often. I guess the age too. At a certain age, you could deal with it better. When you're younger, you can't really deal with that, I don't think. Or it could be vice versa. When you're older, you're not putting up with it. So
exactly. It's
pros and cons of everything, you know. And that's
exactly
how I see everything. I'm just analytical as hell. I don't see, you know what
I mean?
Love it. My cup is always half, you know what I mean, empty. Not half full, like that's just how I see everything. I chop everything up black and white. I'm analytical. I see the good, bad on every side.
You look at both sides. I like that. I'm analytical also, so I definitely resonate with that. I definitely do. So how about this, listening audience? To the extent to which people in relationships, generally speaking, either are together or broken up, if that's grammatically correct, let me suggest taking a break. Why throw the marriage away because you've encountered a problem or a series of problems? Why throw the marriage away, for example, because you were at a conference or a club or a concert or a work function and you met somebody with whom there was an immediate chemistry? Is anything wrong with having chemistry with somebody else because you're married? Not necessarily. It's what you do with it. See what I'm saying? You've invested 3 or 4 years with a significant other, and something happened. Do you just say to hell with it, or do you say, you know what, maybe we need to just step back? That's all I'm talking about. I'm suggesting that may be another relationship strategy to employ in order, hopefully, maybe one day to save the relationship. All right, let me deal with two more points. Then we're going to go to our last song, and we're going to come back and wrap things up. And this may be, listening audience, the most important thing. Establish the rules of the break. Is it going to be sex during the break with somebody else? Yes or no? Are the two of you going to still be intimate? Yes or no? I'm not going to say whether you should or shouldn't because we're not here to take that kind of position, but it's something to think about. What happens if during the break you meet somebody else? Then what happens? So I think it's important for both individuals to establish a set of ground rules. Now, you know what? In the midst, and this may be an indicator, maybe the two of you can't agree on any ground rules, and thereby it's a wash. See what I'm saying? And maybe if you can't establish the ground rules, maybe that's an indication that there was some communication and compromise issues in the relationship already. So see, this break concept can be quite powerful if we choose to employ it. So be clear about the ground rules, what's going to happen and what's not going to happen, and be honest about what will or will not happen. In the workplace, we call it obtaining buy-in. And maybe you have to compromise. Each side may have to give a little. Importantly, what are going to be the rules of the break? And then fourth and finally, this may be the hard part now, to obey the rules. I listen to a lot of hip-hop radio, and I heard this topic being discussed on a hip-hop radio station out of New York. This couple was on a break, and in the midst of their so-called break, the man got another woman pregnant. Now, I doubt if that was part of the established rules, but it happened. So it's important, and it's where it requires discipline, self-control, right? Once you establish the rules, to then adhere to the rules. Let me go to one last song, y'all. We're listening to Real Love and Raw. When we come back from this musical break, we're going to wrap things up. I've enjoyed this topic, definitely, how to handle the break. I hope it's been informative to you. Let's listen to a classic and long-term singer, R&B soul singer with serious longevity, Patti LaBelle, Lady Marmalade. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and...
Mm-hmm.
everybody, you're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael T, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amir Ryan.
So listen, tonight's topic has been how to handle the break. Amir, listen, I understand that you're doing some great things with your comedy career. Why don't you tell our listening audience, we've got about 2 minutes left, why don't you tell our listening audience some of the great things that you are doing right now?
Yes, I'll be in Long Branch, New Jersey at the Masonic Temple off of Liberty Avenue. You can follow me on Facebook for the information. I'll be starting my own little comedy room every second and fourth Friday. We're going to have like a fish fry, and I'm going to be up there talking slick and trying out some new jokes, and maybe some of my comedy friends will stop through, and we're going to have a nice time. It's going to be early. It ain't going to be nothing late, so get on to your next venue. Thank you for having me, y'all. And I want to leave with saying this. I want to say my final thought about our topic tonight was, if you're going to have a breakup, make clean ties. Because when you break up and go back and dip, dap, and forth, it starts a lot of confusion. Either you're with somebody or you're not. I learned that the hard way.
Man, I thank you for that. And I just want to just reiterate four things. Number one, know why you are going into the break. Know what you want to get out of the break. Establish the rules of the break and obey the rules that you establish. Listen, everybody, you have been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. We broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Next week, we are going to discuss the topic, how to handle the holiday with your relationship. Hey, everybody, appreciate you, tuning in. Join us next week for more Real, Relevant, and Raw. Good night, everybody.
Good night.